Remember that last time I told you about Isaac and his father Abraham going up the mountain after 3 days, and Abraham was told by God to offer his son as a burnt offering. Well, all after that has passed, the next thing that we see in the Bible in Genesis chapter 23 is that Sarah is 127 years old, and she dies. And so Abraham wants to take her from the place where she died. She died in the land of, in a place called Kiriat Arba, which is the city of four. It's also called Hebron, which is named Hebron today. And she dies at 127 years of age. That's a long time. That's older than me. I don't know if I'll reach 127. But she died, which made Abraham 137 years old, and he is going to have to find a place to bury her, because in the place where he lived, people didn't bury other people. They actually just burnt their bodies or let them go. They didn't do anything with them. They took them out and just let them rot. But Abraham wanted to place her into a tomb, because after the scene with supposedly sacrificing his son, which he didn't do, they sacrificed a ram. Now there's death, because Jesus would be buried. And so this set up in the Bible the what they call the precedent. It means when you start doing something, then you'll start following it over and over again. And because Abraham bought a cave from these guys called the Sons of Fear, the Sons of Terror, he bought this place from the Sons of Terror for 400 shekels. 400 is just a lot, no matter what it is. $400, 400 shekels, 400 rubles. That's a lot of money. And he paid all this money so that he could buy this cave and put Sarah in it. And he had to negotiate with a man named Ephron, saying, "Can I bury my wife? You want to bury your wife? Here's this place. You can have it." "Well, I need to pay for it." "You just have it." "No, I need to pay for it." And so he paid for it, and he buried Sarah in this place called Machpelah, in a cave. And later on, many thousands of years after that, Jesus would die, and he would be placed in a tomb. Not in the same place, but he would be placed in a borrowed tomb, and he would rise from the dead 3 days later. So that was what we learned from Genesis chapter 23, a very short chapter, only 20 verses in it.